In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature dad hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Woo. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
101, following Big L in the nation's capital, overtime. Wow, double duty today. Bennett, young fella, his inaugural move, with the guidance also, heavy metal. How can you fail when you got this kind of guidance? And shout out to Heavy Metal and the rest of the crew. It was enjoyable rolling in, just listening to Big L. A lot of content going on. Have either of you guys, 10 runs? Are you kidding me? How exciting is it? Now, I know there's some talk about it. I know the experts, Big L, you know, Paulson and the crew, the youngest in charge, has been talking about this wild card thing. And why not? Got nothing to lose. But the idea that we can confirm we got something going on. This is no fluke. The Curly W thing, we've got something brewing. Something going in the right direction. And I love this because it's you can feel it. 10 runs? First inning?
No, it was awesome because the Diamondbacks are not a bad team whatsoever. And, you know, now the record, 28-30. You obviously could ask yourself, hey, is it a possibility that the Nats could find themselves in a position up in September if they keep playing like this?
Well,
you know,
yeah.
Why not?
But just like here and now, we got guys going yard. We've got a young guy. Again, I use a term that I think is that I apply, aliens. And I go, what's the difference? Everybody in the pros is good. But what makes an SGA? Now we're going over the ledge, if you will. Who's playing lately? When the big guns get together, that's what was so cool about the other night at Chavez Ravine, when the Bombers and Love You Blue hooked up, and King Kong and Godzilla, they both go yard. That was what more are you looking for? We're looking for when we anoint you, when we say you are that dude or that gal, and you do what? You show up. You don't disappoint. This Halliburton thing, the hoops was interesting. I know we got a lot of New York Knicks. We got a lot of people who love New York. Shout out to the Rooster. And I'm thinking, you know what? They were gallant, but no, not going to get it done. Robinson, though, I love seeing a guy that they put in a box. Oh, he's a rebounder. Oh, you know what he is? He's a Viking. This dude played his butt off. Mitchell Robinson, you talking about, he was moving people around like a chess piece. He window washer, controlled the boards, put back. He was out of his mind the way you needed everybody on New York's team to play if they were going to survive. I just really enjoyed seeing a lot of unsung heroes. You know who wins championships? You got to have guys like Lou Dort. You got to have people that take pride in being role players. Or when they call defense, it's not a dirty word. It's part of how you win championships. The bottom of the hour, Mitch Dischler is going to step inside this old locker room with us. Big fella has he's been on a roll out covering the Commanders and what's going on with the development. And look, you know, do you win the Super Bowl this week? Not necessarily. But you're taking the steps that require. One thing I had a chance to jump on with Big L before he just left. And he talked about 100% participation last year. Is that the reason why they had a banner year and made it to the championship game? I'm not saying it was. All the little things matter. That's one thing I love about this team and the way they operate. The way they operate, they take nothing for granted. They're not boasting about last year. They are building the blocks of consistency. That's what winning is. Winning is being boring and showing up and being on time and doing all the little things. And that's why the quarterback is such a revelation. What a relief. He's a bad man. And he's also first in the building. Who does that? He does that. Doesn't make you wrong if you don't, but man, you sleep a lot better when that guy does. This team has what we consider, I call it championship momentum. They've got momentum. You know who else has momentum? The two teams that are fighting out for Lord Stanley's Cup. They've got that momentum, that drive. My man, the godfather of puck for me, Smoking Al Koken. And Koke's going to talk some puck with us. Because there's something going on down in Florida with hockey that if it were another sport, I guarantee you we'd be singing praises, waving palm trees after it. And one thing about this, Bennett, is that there's a mini dynasty going on by the beach with the puck.
Absolutely.
And it's for real. It is crazy how good the level of hockey is and has been and being played. And if you talk about needs and some things that Mitch Tischler will discuss, you hear edge. Well, we need edge. Well, maybe we're going to go out and get an edge, and maybe we develop an edge. Well, one of the best to ever do it, Ken Harvey, 057, Pro Bowler, he will join us today. He'll be a part of the base of knowledge that we bring to try to break it down for you and help you understand it. It's a very difficult thing to be really good at. A lot of people are good at it. To be dominant at it, that position, is as difficult as it is to be a left tackle and to block that person. None of it's easy. But I think we're getting closer. And this is the time of the year that you build depth. What's most important to me is that we are able to sustain injuries, a nick, losing a starter for a week or two. When do you build that? Now. Because your backups have got to be potential starters. What should everybody on the team want to be? Starter. What should your goal be? To start. If you got people coming in that building to be backups, you should get rid of them. Because everybody there ultimately may have to start in order for you to be as good as you should be. Bennett, that makes sense to you?
Oh, yeah.
Because it's important. It really is. MGM, National Listener Line, is 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Man, having Metal and Bennett today, this is a kind of feel like kind of a big thing, as the young folks would say. OKC, Indiana Pacers. You don't have to make a decision on it as we speak, but who do you like? Who do you like and why? That'd be something I'd really like to know. Who do you like and why? I do think that it's going to be interesting. Just beyond, do you see sweep? Do you see the distance? I don't see the distance for whatever, and I also don't see sweep in this. That's just my gut. Could be wrong. It's possible. But my gut says that. I want to see highly competitive, spirited, just people going after it. The level of defense, man, was awesome. The way people have played here of late. I guess you shouldn't expect that for a regular season, but I go, why not? Don't the checks they receive, aren't they representative of that? I mean, you don't get paid a regular season check and a playoff check necessarily. You paid what you earn, but you get the same all year. All I'm saying is that this defensive effort, I've been thrilled by it. I really have. I have not felt cheated whatsoever by anything that I've witnessed when it comes to this playoff basketball deal. And Haliburton, Tyrese, scrutinized. Brother is so scrutinized. Is he a star? Is he a superstar? He's a damn good player. He's competitive. He made that big shot at the end from the, quote, logo. And now when I think logo, it's amazing. I'll tell you that I mentioned Steph yesterday on the air, talked about him, and Caitlin Clark. Now, association, the logo, I think of Steph and I think of Caitlin. And when he shot that last night, first thing came to my mind was her from the logo, and he hit it. And I don't understand. He's different. It's unusual in that. Siakam, I'm so glad that his efforts were not taken in vain, that he wasn't overlooked. Boy was balling. I mean, it was really a lot of good ball. I was pleased. Question is, where were you? 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We've got Bennett. I'll ask you this: who are you pulling for? I need to know a little bit more about where you stand. Who are you pulling for?
It's so hard right now because both teams, I would say, are very likable. You know, smaller market teams. You know, the era of the super teams seems to be drifting away. But I'm leaning towards the Thunder because I think they play great basketball.
You're leaning.
All around. Yes, I'm leaning towards cheering for the Thunder, I guess.
Okay.
But I also wouldn't be, you know, mad about the Pacers because both teams are playing their best basketball right now. They do everything very thoroughly. I'm leaning towards rooting for the Thunder because I think obviously both franchises are looking for their first championship. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Right.
But they have the MVP. The Thunder have the MVP. Jalen Williams has been great as well. And you know, that's, you know, Oklahoma City's a city that loves basketball. Not saying that Indiana doesn't. But
if you did that, somebody might put a straitjacket on you.
Yeah.
Because Indiana, you know, Indiana is hoop. That's like saying heavy metal doesn't like rock and roll.
Oh yeah, man.
It's
Bob Knight. Indiana's got a history.
Yeah. Yeah, that is yeah, that's we have really hit some understatements. We've hit some understatements here today, to be frank. No doubt about it. Well, let's take a break. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. DOC Bennett, Heavy Metal here, right with you on The Fan.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back. DOC on a hot microphone. Young Bennett in control, maiden voyage. Studio side, Metal with the watchful eye. And we have Uptown Mo on the line talking ball with us. What's up, Mo?
Hey, first of all, Doc, happy birthday. Thank you for years of entertainment, therapy sessions, just being a pillar in the community, the man that you are. Happy and many, many more. I just wanted to say that first and foremost.
Appreciate that, dog.
No problem. I am pulling for OKC because this iteration of OKC reminds me of the KD, James Harden, and Westbrook mob, except that that mob wasn't close. You know, they look close from the outside, but when you do the breakdown of their team in latter years, they weren't really that close. This mob is really connected. I do love the way the Pacers play. I think it's going to come down to Turner and Chet Holmgren. Because I feel like Siakam and the young boy Williams are going to cancel each other out. SGA is going to get his buckets. I don't know if Halliburton's going to be able to score at that level with them. They both got good defenses. I think it's going to come down to Turner and Chet Holmgren and who bench outplays each other. As far as the Commanders, Doc, I'm so excited. So this is the time of year where the NFL Network plays back everything. They play back the 100 greatest players of all time, 100 greatest plays. They done played every Super Bowl from Super Bowl I until the most recent. I've been watching all of it. And it's getting me, you know, the grass starts to smell different around this time of year, Doc. You see what I'm saying? And just reading Hogs Have Haven and Riggo's Rags, I don't know if you put eyes on them, but they say the young boy Jalen Lane is looking good out there, and I'm glad to hear the reports of Trey Amos holding his own. You know, I know it's only shorts and T-shirts. I get that, but just to hear him holding his own is a good thing, Doc. And
I'm glad to hear your voice. It's no bad news during the offseason. They be working out, and it's not you're not wrong to grade and to think somebody looks good in the workout, and it's not that a negative. We all know they're not in pads, but it's a mental thing. I tend to judge the mental, which we really don't know because you're not in the classroom, you're not in the film study. But the fact that they're healthy and that they're training and that they're in shape, it's a positive. But you can run with it any way you want to. We all know all that matters is New York Giants week one. Now, the process to it, why not get engaged with it and run with it any way you feel good with it? There's no wrong, is all I'm saying. In the end, it's blocking, tackling, controlling the line of scrimmage. That's never going to change. I know it's boring, and a lot of you don't want to hear it, but go ahead and play Fantasy Island you want. But in the end, remember Philadelphia, first play of the game. What'd they do in the NFC Championship game?
Man, scored a bucket on us, man. It looked bad. It looked bad.
Play fantasy all you want. In the end, this is a game that's still controlled by the line of scrimmage. Mano y mano. And then you put all the other stuff into it, and we're good because we're getting better. We're developing, and we're on schedule. And I like it. I'm not mad at any of it. But I'm not going to turn anybody into being Lamar Parrish or being Daryl Green or being anybody over playing catch.
So I'm excited about three plays. I'm excited about three plays, Doc. I don't know if they're going to pan out to be anything, but I'm excited about three plays. I'm excited about Dominique Hampton, McGee, and Kane Medrano from your UCLA Bruins. So I know you got some insight on it. But those three players.
No, I ain't got no insight on none of it. I'm excited about every stinking guy out there being healthy. More importantly, the undrafted free agents. See, I'm looking for somebody that's starving, that's hungry. Because I know that draft selection, once you get it, means nothing. I'm glad for you to get it. But after that, now it's who's hungry. You know, and so, and that's the thing that DQ creates an environment. Anybody can aspire to grow in their system because they don't play favorites. You get paid for what you did in the past, but they don't give you things. You got to earn it. All right, Uptown, I got to run, man.
All right, bro.
Toothpick, welcome home. Toothpick.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, good. All right.
Yeah. Doc, what's good, man? Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Hey, Doc, listen. You asked the question of where was I? You know, where were you, you know, watching the game last night? Just getting off the podcast, laughing at Corey and said, you know, so we sat back, chopped it up for a little bit, then I dove deep into the game. And who am I rooting for? Without a doubt, I'm rooting for OKC. But I wouldn't be mad if Indiana won. I wouldn't. Matter of fact, the more and more I think about it, I got until Thursday to decide. Halliburton, man, how he's been underrated, you know, by his friends, most overhyped player. And now only he's not saying a word about it, but he's just coming out and balling and saying, I'm somewhere y'all want to be right now. And we play defense. And Rick Carlisle, I can't lie, that dude – is an underrated coach too, so I could be swayed to go back to Indiana, but right now I'm sticking with OKC. I like their makeup. I like how they team ball out and everything like that. But I wouldn't be mad if Indiana did their thing as well, Don.
Yeah, I just want to see it go down to the last shot, you know. I'm a game seven guy. If I don't have a horse in race, then, yeah, let's go for seven and hope that it gets there. Because right now, I wouldn't wager on that. I can tell you that right now. Because, you know, Indiana's nice, but you can't have these off nights and say that you don't know what. No, Slim. You can't have that. Not now. You won't be around after that. Appreciate you hanging with us, Toothpick. Let's see.
You know what they say?
Yes, sir.
They say championships are won by defense, right? So you may be able to have an off night shooting, but your defense can't slip. That's for sure.
Well, and OKC, not against OKC, you'll get strangled.
Exactly.
Appreciate you, man. Exactly. Give my best to KC.
All righty.
John out of Fort Washington. See if we can get him in before the break. John, how are you?
I'm doing well, Doc. I wanted to echo what the speaker before that said on your birthday and you being a in the area, man. We really appreciate you. But I'm going with OKC. Thank you, bro. I'm going with OKC. That boy SGA, man, he's a different dude, man. He really is, you know. But I really wanted to comment on the Commanders as well. I just, when people talk about our defense, I'm like, how can we not be better? And we replace St. Jude and Forbes as corner. Right there, you got to be better. And I like the way that Adam Peters got some big boys on the line. That's how you, you know, that's what you preach. You know, he got some big boys to help stop that run. And everybody's so concerned about our pass rush, but DQ has always designed a blitz that gets to the quarterback. And I'm not saying that we got to solely rely on that, but I do believe that with the better cornerback play, and we'll still be able to get pressure on the quarterback, that our defense has to be better. And that dude, JD, is just a different dude as well, man. That's all I really have, Doc.
Yeah, I appreciate that, and that's enough. No, I said that's what you said. It hits the bell. It's perfect because right now it's all about development. It's about trying to get closer to the target, and that's why Mitch Tischler is the man for the hour because he's been out there, boots on the ground, and you know the job that he and J.P. Finley do, which is second to none. The big fella will join us, and his specialty is the big fellas, and he will join us right here on Overtime when we return. Stay with us.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm.
Mm.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
To overtime. Mitch Tischler, co-host of Beltway Football with J.P. Finley. He joins us now, courtesy of the Rude Guest Hotline, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Big fella, thank you, man, for sharing your knowledge with us. And I know that this year, one of your favorite time of the year, you get to see the big boys. They're not banging yet, but they are getting those feet developed. And you know, as well as anybody, the most important part about blocking is your feet.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's a fun time of year. We finally get to see these guys out sort of on a football field. Last week for OTAs, mm-hmm. they were in the bubble because of the weather. But yeah, mm-hmm. we get to see the big guys. There's not a lot for them to do at these OTAs because they're in shorts and T-shirts, but you see them working on their technique. You see them, you know, working on hand placement and foot speed and footsteps and, you know, working the bags and working some combo blocking. They don't do a whole lot of lining up 5-on-5. I don't know that you can go as far as saying, you know, you're getting a look at starters versus backups or whatever it may be, but it's good to see the guys out there. It was interesting to watch Josh Connerly run around there a little bit. Brandon Coleman seemed to be working at what would have been a guard position for the most part. So I thought that was a kind of interesting step in terms of, you know, where this team probably sees him lining up this year. And all in all, it's good to finally get back to a point where we can be talking about football and not just kind of projecting what we hope we're going to see.
You know, I think it's important. The more we educate the fan base, the more educated the base becomes. And that because the game is played in full pads, and you don't get in those until, you know, we're getting close to the season. But developing a team that utilizes offensive linemen in multiple different positions, so you can really cover some ground now, because there's a lot to learn. And it's different playing right than left, guard and tackle. And don't throw in center. So I think it's easy sometimes to think, well, what can you get done if you're not hitting? You can get a lot done, because the mental part about this, just playing from the right to the left, is different. Anybody in any sport knows baseball, basketball, anything, doing it on the opposite side takes the time to learn how to, you know, to be comfortable with it. So the guard to tackle deal, we may sounds easy, but it's not as easy as it looks, is it?
Absolutely. I mean, certainly I would say, you know, the toughest move is going from left tackle to right tackle or vice versa. And I think, you know, looking at Josh Connerly, who played, you know, is going to have an opportunity to kind of get some work in on both sides there. But moving from guard to tackle is also a change, because it's a totally different setup in terms of what's in front of you. And, you know, you're working in a confined space as opposed to kind of out in the open. So there's a lot that these guys can learn. And particularly when you look at a Cliff Kingsbury offense that has some traditional blocking schemes involved in it, but they love to get those big guys out on the outside and, you know, out front of not just, you know, typical running back screens, but also we saw a lot of those quick passes last year that went to De'Ami Brown. This year, you know, I think we're going to see him a little more to Deebo Samuel and Jalen Lane and that group of guys. So you have a group of offensive linemen that, you know, particularly the guys who haven't been in this offense that have a lot to learn. And, you know, you see them putting a premium on the athleticism of some of these guys, both in the draft and in free agency that they've brought in. And having a guy with the athleticism that Brandon Coleman has, if they're moving him inside the guard, you know, getting him out front of some of these screenplays and some of these quick pop passes is a big change. And same with Josh Connerly as well. You know, we saw Oregon use him in a lot of different ways, both lining up in the backfield in goal line sets, but also, you know, as far as, you know, set tackle versus a guy who's kind of on the move there. So, you know, these days are important, because the timing and the speed and the quickness and the footwork all are what make these plays work or not work. And if they're, you know, just a step off, they're getting a flag for a legal man downfield. If they're a step slow, the receiver's around in front of them. So there's a lot of work that you can get done. And, you know, as much as, you know, folks like to think of, you know, the big guys as not maybe the most cerebral players there are, there's a lot that goes into it. And learning the new playbook, especially with what Cliff likes to do with them, there's a lot they can get out of these couple weeks.
Yeah, no, it is. And that's the one thing that I try to – you try to help educate the fan base and as to how the game has changed. And what do you get out of a non-padded practice? Well, you can get a lot, especially – they go, what's the biggest thing you learned from the offseason? How a guy that might be third team on a depth chart, but if he doesn't see himself that way and he trains and practices as if he's a starter, and then when a guy gets nicked up, he goes in – and he hits the ground running because he's visualized this and he has worked away and he's comfortable with his new teammates. Because you know how it is. It's odd being a new guy at a new job. How do you get through that? Reps. So there's a lot that can be accomplished. And the most impressive thing that I've ever seen watching this club practice is the tempo. And I guess how do you learn that? Well, if you're a new person now, I guarantee you, people didn't warm up. Wherever you were before, you don't warm up the way these guys warm up.
Yeah, I mean, it starts with that, you know, that bags drill that we know Dan Quinn loves as beating at practice. And it just kind of gets the juices flowing and everything moving. You know, you look at the offensive line and, you know, as much of an improvement as we saw last year from the O-line versus 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, I think this has a chance to be the best group that this team has had, you know, since kind of the Trent Williams days. And even though they played relatively well last year, there's always attrition on the offensive line. There's always guys coming in and out. We saw, what, five different guys play tackle last year. So you need this group to get comfortable with each other. And one thing that I really like about what Bobby Johnson on the O-line, and honestly it comes from the top, from Dan Quinn on down, is that they work these guys, you know, in a lot of different places, at a lot of different positions, at a lot of different pairings and groupings, because you never know kind of who's going to end up, you know, playing next to each other. And so I really like that you're, you know, what they did last year with Brandon Coleman on the left side, kind of easing him in, you know, not playing necessarily every down at left tackle, but rotating him through. I think there's a good chance you're going to see some of that out of Josh Connerly this year and Andrew Wiley, you know, over on the right side. You're going to see these guys kind of get a little bit of work, you know, together. And I don't think they're going to throw Josh Connerly into the fire right away unless once we get to training camp and they put on the pads, he proves to be the stud that we think he's going to ultimately end up becoming. So, you know, it's you see, you know, Josh Connerly having to hold the bag for Andrew Wiley as he's blocking. You know, none of these rookies are anointed. And I know that's something that old school NFL guys love. And it's not something that you see everywhere else around the league. And, you know, whether it's Trey Amos on, you know, at corner, or Connerly, or, you know, Bill at running back, you know, any of these guys, the Ja'Cory Crouse-Kimara kid, you know, these guys are all having to earn their spots, and you set the tone right now. It started in rookie OTAs. Now that we're in the full OTAs, go through mini camp all the way to training camp and the start of the season. That's all part of creating the expectation of what these guys are going to have to do. And everyone on this team has to earn their spot. And it's a really fun way to go through camp because it breeds a lot of competition.
Mitch Tischler, co-host of Beltway Football with J.P. Finley, right here with us, courtesy of the Rude Guest Hotline. And, you know, I like it. The one thing people say, well, what do you think about off-season work? I say, as long as we don't lose anybody, we win. Because everybody gets better. Every rep you take, partake, and you get better. And then they'll say, well, what about the people that aren't there? That's their problem, not mine. Because everybody has a certain set of circumstances. That's their business. But I don't think you let one person not there affect the people that are. Because everybody it's different. Would I like everybody there? Sure, I would. Do I think it makes a difference? I do in the long haul. But for right now, I just think full steam ahead. Where do you stand on the no-shows?
Yeah, I mean, the NFL kind of creates this scenario every offseason by making these practices voluntary. And, you know, if some of these guys that were missing, if it's contract related, I think that's a little bit bigger of an issue. And I'm not talking about Terry McLaurin because he's shown everything he needs to show here in Washington. This fan base, this coaching staff, this front office, this team knows everything that he's about. you know, with Laremy Tunsil, he's a guy that typically hasn't shown up to OTAs. We know that from his time in Houston and Miami before that. You know, would I like to see him there? Sure. Do I think it's the end of the world that he's not there? Absolutely not. The one guy that concerns me about not being there is the Marshon Lattimore. Now, you know, we don't know the reason that he's not there, so I'm not going to go jump to conclusions because I don't think it's fair to the player and it's not fair to fans to create a, you know, to create an aura around the guy. However, if, as it is sort of being rumored, talked about, Marshon wants more guaranteed money and, you know, maybe he's looking for something a little different. You know, had he come in here last year and played well, he'd have a leg to stand on, and no pun intended with the hamstring injuries, but he's a guy that, you know, it's been 4 years since he was a Pro Bowler. It's been, you know, 4 years since he's really played a full NFL season because he's been dealing with a lot of these injury things. And I'm not saying that he's not out there working his tail off and getting better, you know, because he very well may be, but by not being there, we don't know the, we don't know kind of what's going on with him. And quite frankly, he's the one guy that I probably feel a little bit more angst about not being at the OTAs, because he's a guy that, A, I want to see get the work in and work with this team's training staff and, you know, medical staff in terms of making sure that he's right come, you know, September or whatever it is, 11th, whatever the day that first game is. But also, mm-hmm. he's a guy that didn't play up to what I think I would assume the coaches wanted to see out of him, clearly what ourselves and the fans wanted to see out of him. And getting that work in, especially for a secondary that's going to be asked to do a lot this year, is going to be important. And, you know, it's good that the rest of these corners are getting more reps against, you know, the receiving crew that is there, and the Deebo Samuel and the, you know, Noah Browns and Luke McCaffrey, Michael Gallup, Jalen Lane, that whole group. But, you know, Lattimore's a guy that has a lot to show, that he deserves the amount of money that he's earning this season and is slated to earn coming up. So, you know, having three of your four top paid players not be there isn't the greatest thing in the world, but again, it's a voluntary thing. We don't know the circumstances surrounding it, so I don't want to create a bigger, you know, you don't want to create a bigger storyline than necessarily is there. When we get to mandatory minicamp, if folks aren't showing up, then we can start having a discussion about whether it's a distraction, what the problem is, and kind of go from there. But for the time being, I would have liked to have seen Marshon there. It's not the end of the world.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And the guy behind him gets more reps, so good for him. Mitch, appreciate your contribution, man. Give our best to all ears, and it's all good, man. Can't wait to do it again.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me, Doc.
You got it, man. The big fella, Mitch Tischler. We go to break. We'll come back. Get your reaction on it. Top of the hour, Brother Koken is locked and loaded, and we will rock and roll right here on Overtime. Stay with us. What a week. Been a good week. Been a lot of people also scratching their head over some of the things that have been out, but we're all over it here on 106.7 and Team 980 getting it done. The MGM National Listener Line is 1-800-636-1067. And we got K9 on the horn. Jonesy, welcome home.
Doc, happy birthday, first of all. Keep up the K9.
Hey, yeah, well, I'll put that in for next year. That's old news.
Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm. Believe it or not, I love it when you're on the radio because you let us know this guy's not false. The nail, that's another story. But, hey, man, I love what our Nationals are doing. I mean, man,
yes.
They're finding the crate. I mean, they knocking the ball out of the park. I mean, the catch is on point. I can't ask for no more than that. We got fresh places inside the playoffs because the NBA Finals here. So, I mean, you know, SGA, Halliburton, oh, that's going to be fireworks. And they say nobody's going to be watching. I find that hard to believe. There's going to be some eyes on the screen. Yeah, just as many as much as we have bodies inside that day tomorrow. So, I'm just saying, man, it's all good. We're at a fine time of the year. We're looking at these Commanders, wondering what we're going to get out of them. They looking like we're headed in the right direction. They making noise about who ain't in camp. I ain't worried about that. I mean, we ain't in real time until September. So, with that all said, man, I'm just chilling and sitting back watching everything that's happening in front of me. Go Nationals.
Yeah, it is. You know what? It's and every time I hear one of the young guys say, you know, that they're X amount of games away from this or that. And I smile, it's good. What you want is you want hope. What you don't want to be is eliminated from anything. You want to have hope.
Right.
Stranger things have happened, man. 10 runs? First inning? Come on, man.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and Wood, I mean, this is, there's something about it. It's something about it when you have the long ball hitter. It's crazy. But we'll find out. We'll see what happens. Yeah. We'll see what happens. 153 here in the nation's capital. And we are getting kind of close to Brother Koken coming up. How you doing on your end, young brother?
I'm good,
brother,
man.
Bennett, you handling it?
Yeah, we're all good here.
Okay, man. That's what I love it. You got metal in there with you, so it's good. What are you looking forward to, man?
Well, right now, so I went to the University of Florida, and Florida's currently playing in the NCAA baseball tournament against East Carolina right now. We're down 2-1 in the third.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Gators, man. That's good. You know what? That's good. Love a man that has something that he believes in and is rooting for at the same time. So that's a good thing. I just can't believe how – I'm not used to metal being quiet. That is blowing my mind.
So sorry, Doc. Sorry, man. I'm a little busy.
No, I'm just saying.
You trying know to let this guy have the pilot controls, you know?
I know that we've been through. I'm like going, my – it makes me crazy thinking that – but, you know, we got Brother Koken coming up at the top of the hour, and I am interested in his take on this Alex Ovechkin deal. Plus, also, we got some great hockey, the Panthers, you know, and the kind of run that they're on NHL-wise and the kind of season that we had here with the Caps. Thought it'd be great to get my old sparring partner together. It's, you know, it'd be a good run. And I've been, it was just great. I mean, Al was the first guy that got me really going with the importance of hockey here. I mean, now it's the Rooster, but it was originally Koken. Then I got to work with the Iceman for years at 980. And
I've been listening to him since I was a kid, man. It's awesome that we get to talk to him now. I think that's amazing. So
Yeah.
I remember when Alan May was playing, and he was also involved with the Caps back then. You know, now Alan May's one of the announcers. But
that's right. That's right.
And by playing, I really meant when Alan May was fighting.
Oh, yeah. Well, he did that. Well, you know, the league, that was a lot. That was a lot. I mean, that fighting was going. No doubt about it. But it is 1:56 in the nation's capital. And why don't we step aside, take a break, and get ready to get to the top of the hour. How about that, fellas?
Let's do it.
All right, good deal. We'll take a break, and we'll be back. Smoking Al Koken will join us when we come back.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature dad hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.